They say there are streets of gold, but it's all right with me. If there's nothing more than what I want for out of gold, I know a man's in the way, but if heaven suits me fine, just a place where I thank you.
that tonight?
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
The reason he's here is because we brought him with us.
Right.
Amen. 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 Do you love him tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We just want to say thank you once again for giving us an opportunity to come and bring you all the word. The reason we're back, if you don't want us back, don't blame us. Sister Lane baked us some cookies the last time we were here on the way home, and they were just so good that we couldn't pass up again. We sure do appreciate that, and we appreciate you all for having us, like I said, you know, for pulling on the word and being adherent to it. We appreciate, you know, being with Brother Prater this past two nights and now being with you all, and it's just been an eventful weekend for us, and we just look forward to a couple more good services with the Lord.
Yes.
If we could just jump straight into the word a little bit this afternoon. I want to go to Joel, the second chapter, and start at the 25th verse real quick. I was telling Brother Tony, the last time I had this many troubles in one afternoon was the last time I preached this sermon at our home church. The devil's just been kind of battling us with it, but that's okay. Every time that happens, that's just a good service.
Amen.
Joel, the second chapter, starting at the 25th verse. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmworm. My great army will I send among you. So what is he restoring? He's going to restore an army. Okay? And ye shall eat plenty. Why? Because there's going to be plenty to eat.
Yes.
And be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed.
Amen.
Alrighty, let's just jump down to the 28th verse right here. And it shall come to pass afterward. Well, we know the restoration comes in our day, okay? And we believe that these portion of scriptures in verse 28, it was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, okay? But Brother Branham said, every scripture has a compound meaning.
Right. Right.
Okay? So we believe the word Israel was restored in the time of Jesus Christ back to the one true living God. Amen? Then afterward, the Spirit was poured out upon all men. Okay? So in afterward, that will I pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Amen.
Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, and upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. So if we're in a restoration period today, there's got to be another pouring of the Spirit upon the people.
Amen.
Amen. Alrighty. Let's turn to Mark the 16th chapter, a very, very familiar portion of Scripture, no doubt to all of us. Starting at the 15th verse. And by the title to this tonight, I'd like to call it The Quickening Power.
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe he has power to quicken?
Amen.
Yes.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them, not a go ahead of them, shall follow them that believe.
Right.
In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into the heaven. Ascension. These were the last words that Jesus Christ ever spoke on the earth in his corporal body. And sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere.
Yes.
The Lord working with them. That's the key. The right. Lord must work with them.
Right. Amen.
And confirming the word with signs following.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You love him tonight?
Yes.
Maybe we just have a need. Amen. We could just raise our hand to the Lord and hold it up before him. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this afternoon, dear Lord. We thank you for this day and this opportunity, Jesus. This is your cream of your crop, dear Father. This is your people, dear Lord. And for me to be able to stand here on my own, I could never do it. I understand that, dear Father. I'm nothing. But I just pray, dear Lord, that you'll manifest the gift that you have put into my heart, dear Lord, tonight. And you'll just You'll come down and quicken it, anoint me, anoint these scriptures, dear Father, and anoint these quotes and these little notes that we have. And we just ask that you'll have a manifestation of your Spirit upon us, dear Lord,
yes,
so that we may manifest your Spirit unto all men.
Yes.
That's the key, dear Father. That's what we need to do in this world, in this generation today. Your Spirit needs to be manifested unto all men. Not just spoken, not just read, but manifested, dear Father. And we
yes.
pray, dear Lord, that you'll grant it to us. So to show us the way to do that tonight, Father. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen.
What kind of... excuse me. Can you turn these monitors down just a tad, buddy? Be sure to appreciate that. What kind of got me on this was... I ran across a quote one time, Brother Branham, in the Easter Seal. I'd like to read it real quick. It says, "I'm wondering today, it's what's happening. Are we really getting people to God? Are we just getting them to church? We must get them to Christ where the quickening power is."
All right.
It's good to go to church, sure. If that's as far as we go, it's not enough. When we come to church, that's good. But go on to Christ.
Amen.
From the church, because we must receive this quickening power if we ever expect to be in the general resurrection. Because it's the only thing that ever brings us from the dead.
Yes.
Okay? "For this Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you. It'll also quicken, make, bring to life your mortal bodies," was a promise of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to kind of start off with a little disclaimer, if I would. There are many, many people even today that do not believe the scriptures that we've read tonight in Mark 16 are legitimate scriptures, so to
right.
speak.
Amen.
And if they do claim to believe it, they don't understand what these scriptures mean fully.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
They do not know or understand how they are to be applied in our lives. How these signs and wonders are to be manifested in our lives. Okay? I believe this is one of the most important passages of the scriptures in the whole Bible. It is a vital part of our Christian walk for the Church of the Living God. That is the reason I believe it's so attacked and so misinterpreted. Brother Branham said there are three musts in the Bible. We never must misinterpret, misplace, or dislocate the scriptures.
Right.
Amen? I hope with the help of the Lord tonight, I would like to prove that these portion of scriptures are not only inspired by God, but also commanded of God for our Christian walk.
Amen.
Okay? Something we have to have manifested in our lives. Not a put-on. Not something that we try to do, but a genuine manifestation of the Holy Spirit being brought forth through our lives.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes.
I believe that is what is missing in the world today. That's what's lacking. The world has had the gospel preached physically by the mouth of a man for 2,000 years, but very rarely have they had it manifested to them.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What the world needs.
Right.
Okay,
right.
A lack of the Holy Spirit being able to manifest His power through the people. That's what they're lacking. Like I said, many people do not believe Mark 16, 9 through 20 is part of the original manuscripts of the Bible. My question is, why would the devil write these very words that can destroy him?
Right.
Okay? Brother Branham said, yeah, Mark was led of the Holy Ghost to write Mark 16, of course. That's a verbatim quote of our
Amen.
Prophet.
Right.
So he said Mark 16 was written by Mark, St. Mark,
Amen.
Okay? That settles it for me. I do not care what any scholar or theologian says. A vindicated prophet said the man wrote it. I believe it. God settled it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so let's slide into the Word and see what God has in store for us tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Mark 16, starting with verse 15. "And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature."
Right.
The word world is the Greek word cosmos. It means world order,
right.
The world systems. It doesn't necessarily mean the physical earth, but it means the world system. The political and religious systems that control the events that take place in our natural world. That's the world system, the world world. The World Bank, United Nations, the world government, the United States government, so on and so on. Even denominations are considered part of the world systems.
Right, right.
Okay? It does not mean the actual word. Earth. It is different from the word world in Mark 24, verse 14. In Mark 24, verse 14, it mentions the word world, but it's talking about the actual earth.
Yes.
Okay? "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Mark 24, 14. All right?
which means the inhabited earth, the physical part of the earth, and preach the gospel to every creature. Excuse me. Mark 16, back to. Go into the world systems and preach the gospel to every creature. We're supposed to preach or manifest the word everywhere we go.
Amen.
Okay? At work, at the grocery store, at the bank, at church,
Amen.
Everywhere, we are to manifest the gospel. And when it says preach the gospel, it's not talking about a physical speaking out of a mouth. It's talking about a manifestation or demonstrate the gospel through your life.
Yes.
Amen? Amen? All right. Preach the gospel. Declare the world. And the gospel is just not the Bible. What is it? It's the living word. We are to manifest the living word for the hour we are living in. The power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, giving the people hope in a dark Laodicean age. Okay?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit birthing anew an individual. That's what the gospel is. It's a new birth. Okay? Right. Receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, a sealing away, sealing you until the day of our redemption. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but in power and in the Holy Ghost. And in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we are among you for your sake. So what is the gospel? It's power. It's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We are to go demonstrate, manifest the Holy Ghost into all the world.
Amen.
Systems.
Amen.
Amen? Into all the denominations, into all the banks, all the churches, all the world governments out there. We are to be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, manifesting the gospel of the Holy Ghost. All right?
Sure.
Is that not what it said?
Right.
So what is it? 1 Thessalonians 1:5. It is an indicator to us, to those, to know those who labor among us. Okay? If a person claims to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God has given us a way to tell where they are truthful or not by signs following. Okay?
Yes.
Amen. And accepting every word for the hour of their day. What did Brother Branham say the evidence in our day of the Holy Spirit was? It wasn't speaking in tongues.
Right.
It wasn't dancing on the aisles.
Right.
What is the evidence? He said, accepting every word for your hour.
Yes.
Every word for your day.
Yes. Right.
That's the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Can we accept every word of the message of our hour?
Amen.
Come on. Amen.
Amen.
1954, the hand of the Lord upon him, he said, Brother Brandon, go ye into all the world and manifest the power to all nations. Mark 16, preach the gospel, do not teach the word. Do not teach the word, preach the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel is not through teaching the word.
Come on.
It's the word made manifest.
Yeah.
These signs shall follow them that believe.
Oh, yeah.
They shall cast out devils and heal the sick and great signs and wonders. You see it. There it is. The gospel made manifest. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
All right? So we're not to go teach the word all the time. We're supposed to preach the gospel. Manifest the word.
Yeah.
All right? Teaching is fine. We need teaching. Brother Branham said teaching is what positionally places us inside the body of Christ.
Right.
Once we have received the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
All right? Once we have the Holy Ghost, then the teacher can come forth and positionally place us in the Word. But until then, if you're not in the Word, how can you get placed in it?
Right.
Right. Exactly.
You can't do it.
Right.
You have to get in it first. Teaching is fine. It positionally places the believer after they have already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Ghost cannot be taught into someone.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost has to be born into someone.
Right.
That's why they call it a new birth.
Right.
Not a new teaching, not a new doctrine, a new birth.
Amen.
Something
Amen.
That is birthed anew. And for something to come anew, there has to be something that dies.
Amen.
Right.
Amen? We don't right. believe in a two-soul doctrine.
Right.
We don't believe in a two-Lord doctrine. We believe for something to be born, something has to die.
Yes, right.
Amen? Right. What is it? It's our old nature. The old who we really are has to die, and a new nature of Christ rises up within us.
That's right.
Amen? The Holy Ghost has to be born into someone. The world has been taught the Scriptures for 2,000 years. Men have been probing at what the Holy Spirit or telling people what they think should what they think it should be since it's been released 2,000 years ago. Excuse me. But they have not been preached the gospel. They have failed to manifest the power of God to the people. That's why the world is in the condition it is in tonight. That's why there's homicide, there's rape, there's drug abuse, there's alcohol addictions. That's why there's so many devils prevalent, because there's nobody casting them out.
Come on,
amen.
Amen?
Amen. They have failed to manifest the power of the gospel to the people. But there is a small group of people, I believe, that has believed in the power of God and has manifested the word of their day ever since the day of Pentecost. Brother Branham said, God will always have one person, even if it's just one person, believe his word.
Amen.
There will always be somebody that will stand for the truth.
Yes.
There will always be somebody that will stand for the word of God.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Is it going to be us?
Yes.
Is it going to be us tonight? Are we going to be the ones, even if we were alone? Brother Branham said, if there's only one going in Jeffersonville, I'm that one.
Amen.
Is that how we feel tonight? If there's one in Van Buren, who's the one? I don't know who the other one is, but I'm going.
Amen.
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 Ever since the day of Pentecost. The devil can't put that fire out. Why? Because it's a Holy Ghost fire. It's an unquenchable fire.
Amen.
Amen. You can't just put this fire out with a little bit of water. This is a spiritual fire.
Amen.
He tried to put it out on Calvary when he took Jesus to the cross. He tried to put it out when he cut Paul's head off. Try to put it out when they crucified the martyrs for 2,000 or during the Dark Ages. Excuse me. He tried to put it out when he put Brother Branham in a car wreck. They took him off the scene. They said, "Oh, the pillar of fire is gone." You know, there's people that used to say that. My old pastor told me. He said, "Jason," he said, "there's people that used to say the pillar of fire left us when Brother Branham was gone." That's false doctrine, friends.
Yeah.
If the pillar of fire come back, why would it leave with the man?
Amen.
It didn't come back to Brother Branham. The pillar of fire was for us.
Right.
It wasn't even for him. He even said when he was baptized in Ohio River, he said, "That's not even for me. That's for you. I already believe."
Right.
Amen?
That's right.
The pillar of fire was for us, so why would God take it away from us?
Right.
He wouldn't do it. It's still here. Why? Because William Branham was not the great one. The great one just dwelt in him.
Right.
Amen? Amen? And now he's trying to put the fire out, so-called, with websites.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
But, like I said, he can never put this fire out. It's a Holy Ghost, unquenchable fire.
Hey.
You can't just put it out with a website. You can't just put it out by saying, "Oh, he's a false doctrine or a false prophet." You can't put it out like that.
Right.
The only person that can put this fire out is God when he takes it away from the people.
Amen.
And then Brother Brandon said, when the Gentile bride is gone, there will be not another Gentile left that can be saved.
Right.
Not one. We got family tonight. We need to get them in quick.
Amen.
We need to go preach the gospel.
Amen.
Let's go demonstrate and manifest the power of the Holy Ghost to them. But first we have to get it.
Amen.
To manifest it, you have to have it.
Amen?
Amen. Oh my. We've had a vindicated prophet in this hour that says, "This bride cannot fail."
Yes,
it's thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
That's the same as God speaking. Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
He said the first Eve fell, but this Eve cannot fail.
Right.
She is predestinated not to fail.
Amen.
She is predestinated to go in a rapture.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Why? Because she believes his word. That's all she does. That's the only good thing about her is she believes God.
Amen. That's right.
What's the one good thing about a believer? They believe.
Amen.
That's all they do. That's all they know how to do is believe.
That's right.
How can I not believe? I can't. It's proven right there. It's so simple. 1954, looking at Jesus. They said that the signs in Mark 16 is said today that was just the disciples. Why, Jesus said, "Preach the gospel unto all the world, and these signs shall follow them. Unto all the world, everywhere, this same sign," he says, "same gospel be preached." We have tracts passed out all over the world, but the gospel hasn't been preached to a third of it yet.
Come on.
The gospel is not just the word only, but it's the word made manifest. The power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost bringing the word to pass in our lives. Amen. What is it? The gospel is when the Holy Spirit comes and quickens the seed that's already in our heart. All right?
Amen.
And when that happens, you are a new creature, creation, a new creature, preaching the gospel with your life as an open book. You are then demonstrating the power of the Holy Ghost to the world. All right? This is a true sign of a born-again Christian in our day. Individuals manifesting the power of God. Praise the Lord. Do you love Him tonight?
Amen.
Mark 16 again. And preach the gospel, demonstrate and manifest it to every creature. So why is it important to preach to every creature? 1963, Brother Branham said this. We was talking about this earlier today at lunch with some brothers. It was asked one time, Paul and Silas, the Philippian jailer, he said, what can I do to have eternal life? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and that thou and thy house. Why? He truly not make believe, but believe. Jesus said, these signs in Mark 16 shall follow, not maybe. These signs shall follow them that believe. And if you've got faith enough for your own salvation, you can also claim your family.
Amen.
By faith.
Yes, sir.
If you've got that kind of faith, your faith can help your family.
Amen.
And those in thy house.
Praise God.
There are people on the face of this earth that are dependent upon me and you, and they don't even know it.
Yeah, right.
Our kids, our sons, our daughters, our moms, our dads, our cousins, our loved ones, they're depending on us to what? Manifest the gospel.
Amen.
They don't have a hope unless it's in us.
Amen.
So that's why they're dependent on us. They need us to manifest this word. They don't have a hope. We are their hope. 1963, the token.
That's right.
Believe for safety, then apply. See, believe for, here's what you want to believe for. See, you want your own safety. You believe for your safety and then apply the token to your whole family.
Right.
See, you say, how can that be? Claim it. If it worked for you then, and the word becomes one, amen, amen. See, it works for both of you. You and the word are one, then apply it to your children. Apply it to your loved ones, like Rahab did.
Amen.
She applied the token to her father. She applied it to her mother. Yeah. She applied it to her brothers and sisters and got them all in.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
You apply it. You say, Lord, I'm going after my son. I'm going after my daughter. I claim her. Satan, you turn her loose. Why?
Amen.
Because we have the power.
Amen.
We have the manifestation of the Holy Ghost so Amen. We can cast the devil out of our kids.
Right.
All right.
Amen.
Hey, man, we was talking with some brothers earlier, and they were saying even their kids have kind of turned away from this message and turned their back on it. We don't know when a person shuts herself off from God. We don't know when that truly happens. We do not know when a person crosses the line and can never be forgiven again. That's not for us to know.
Right.
That's for God to know.
Right.
If they're our family, we just claim them.
Amen.
And God's word will not come back to Him void. If He said we can claim Him, let's claim Him and believe.
Amen.
Why would we ever let Him loose to the devil?
Come on.
Let's not do it. Let's hold Him up before the throne of God tonight.
Amen.
Let's say, Satan, let loose to my family. Let loose to my children. I don't care what they've done. I still claim them. And
Amen.
I'm a true believer.
Amen.
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 Amen. I don't care what they've done. I don't care what website they put up. I don't care what they've said. You claim them and God
Amen.
Will fulfill it.
Amen.
That's a promise in the Scripture.
Amen.
That's a promise in the Bible.
Amen.
Whatever you ask in my name, if you believe,
Amen.
You shall receive.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Satan can't have my family.
No,
I got a sister that's bipolar. She's always asking for money, a place to live. I tell her, I can't let you live with me. I apply the token to my home. She smokes, parties, drinks. She don't want to quit that. And I said, I'm sorry. I can't let you live with me. I can't give you money because you're going to buy drugs with it.
Right.
But I can give you the greatest thing that I could ever give you. I claim you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You will be born again one day. You're going to be a part of this because I have laid the blood of Jesus Christ upon you. I put a hedge around you. And Satan cannot take your life until believer.
Amen.
You love him tonight?
Amen.
I'm after her. I apply the token, the Holy Ghost, to my son and daughter, he says. Oh, Holy Spirit that lives within me, catch my daughter there. I'm going to her now. And you and your anointing upon me, he'll do it. Amen. Claiming our loved ones, what is it? That's part of manifesting the gospel. Amen. That's part of preaching the gospel. That's the power that we possess.
Amen.
It's not just running down the aisles. It's not just speaking in tongues. We have the power to claim people.
Amen.
We have the power to keep to cast out devils.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
People talk about Mark 16. They get so caught up in the tongue speaking. They forget about all the other scriptures that are there.
Amen.
Amen. I hope this is all right tonight.
Good.
Amen.
He that believeth and is baptized. Two different occasions this person has to go through. First, you have to believe, and then you got to get baptized. You want to know how to get saved? Shall be saved. All right?
Good.
This is the process we must go through to receive the quickening power of God, to preach the gospel. You got to have the quickening power to preach the gospel. You got to believe and get baptized to get the quickening power.
Right.
All right? How many in here tonight believe there's one true living God?
Amen.
Amen? Amen. That's amazing. Now we're on the same level as the devil.
Come on.
James 4:19 says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe, and tremble.
Right.
But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead.
Amen.
Faith without works. You might say, well, Brother James was talking about faith and works in that portion of Scripture. But I say to you, so is Jesus Christ in Mark 16. What is believing? That's faith.
Amen.
You have to believe. You got to have faith.
Yes.
But you don't stop there.
Right.
You got to come to a point to where you know. I know God is going to answer my prayers. I know I will receive my healing. I don't just believe it. I know it's going to happen.
Amen.
You got to come to a place where you don't believe Jesus Christ. You have to know Him.
Amen.
That's our works. That's when the Holy Spirit comes down and seals us. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Manifesting the Holy Ghost is the works.
Amen.
Jesus said that he believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That is the way and the only way into salvation.
Amen.
Any person that claims to be saved must have signs following them. Amen. Is that scripture?
Amen.
So what is believing? The Greek word here, it means in a moral or religious reference used in the New Testament. Excuse me. Under the conviction and trust to which a man is impelled by a certain inner and higher prerogative and law of soul. To trust in Jesus. Or God is able to aid either in obtaining or in doing something. Saving faith. I'm reading to you the definition of the Greek word that you use for believe. Okay? Mere acknowledgement of some fact or event. Intellectual faith. Intellectual faith is believing.
Right.
But that's not enough.
Amen.
It can't stay up here.
Right.
It's got to come through here, but it can't stay up here.
That's right.
If it stays up here, you're done.
Amen.
Brother Burnham said when he'd have the prayer lines, he said sinners would come across and get healed. Why? Because believing is enough for healing.
Right.
All you got to do is have faith and believe you're going to get healed and you're healed.
Yeah.
But he would tell them. He would say that same faith that healed you, have that for the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you'll get born again. And they wouldn't have it. Why? They didn't want it.
That's right.
Amen.
So believing is something we do. It is the first step by justification. By faith and believing, we come to God. We don't have any proof there is a God. He hasn't touched us yet, but He's called us and we believe it. Okay? We just believe it. But the only way, but that is, within itself is not enough to carry us over. We got to come to a place where we know where God has showed us or revealed to us His Word and we know He will do what He said He does.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
1963, Brother Raymond said, in the Christ, the mystery of God revealed, God needs prisoners today that will prison yourself to His will, to His Word. That's what Paul was. What? A prisoner. No matter how much intellectual he had learned, he had known God by a revelation. Yes, sir. The intellectual went all the way out of business then when the revelation come, which upon the rock the church is built upon. What? Revelation. Not intellectual faith.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Notice, he was a predestinated seed. The Holy Ghost alone shows you who He is. There is no man that'll make you Father, Son, and Holy Ghost and everything else out of it. See, but the Holy Ghost will reveal Him as the Lord God of heaven made manifest to you, personally to you.
Amen.
It has to be a personal experience.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You might say, wait a minute, Brother Branham, or wait a minute, brother. Brother Branham's theme song throughout his whole entire ministry was what? Only believe.
Right.
And I agree with that. And that was good. But when did he sing it? Most. Go back and listen to the tapes. When he would have big prayer lines. When he would preach sermons like, only believe, have faith in God. When he had to build their faith up. But he would build their faith up for healing and they would receive their healing. Then he would try to get them to go on.
Right.
And they wouldn't go on.
That's right.
That's what the problem was.
Come on.
You don't stop at just believing. You've got to get to the place where you know.
Amen.
It's all right.
Amen. Believing is enough for healing. Believing is enough for deliverance. The 70 cast out devils before the baptism of the Holy Ghost was ever given.
Right.
And Judas was part of them.
Right.
Amen. Why? Because they believed. No wonder Jesus Christ said, Rejoice not because the devils are subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in the book of life.
Amen.
Amen? Believing gets us to a point where God can accept us. It does not seal us in with God. It takes the baptism of the Holy Ghost to do that.
Amen.
And that is only offered by God Himself. Amen? Jesus said in Matthew 14:12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall he do also. The greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Right.
Let's turn your Bibles with me to Matthew 26 real quick. I want everybody to read this if they would. This is what intellectual faith alone will get you, okay? Matthew 26, and we'll start at verse 31. Do you love the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Say amen when you got it.
Amen.
Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye, talking to the disciples, every single one of you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. What's he doing? He's telling them the prophecy that's fixing to come to pass. Okay? But after I am risen again, I will go before ye unto Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, he's arguing with God, though I shall die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. So they jumped on the bandwagon with Peter. Do you think Peter believed that he would deny God? No. He truly in his heart believed that he would stand with Jesus Christ through thick or thin. He would die for him. Right. He believed it with everything he had. But there was nothing quickened in him yet.
Right.
He wasn't pressurized yet for the trials.
Right.
That's what intellectual faith will get you. It'll get you when you're arguing with God. God was standing there prophesying to him, telling him the prophecy that's fixing to come to pass. No, and Peter, no, I'm not going to deny you. Basically calling Jesus a liar almost. That's what intellectual faith alone gets us.
Amen.
It gets us in trouble. It gets us where we deny the word when the squeeze comes. When a little bit of pressure comes down, we start questioning it, double checking it. Amen.
Man.
Peter even had the revelation of who Jesus Christ was. Appeared. But that revelation hadn't dropped down to here yet. Amen. It hadn't been quickened. The quickening power wasn't even offered yet. But Jesus said, believeth and is baptized. That word baptizo is the Greek word for baptize. It means to overwhelm, not to be confused with the 9-11 lexicon bapto. Two different words. The clearest example that shows the meaning of baptizo is a text from the Greek poet and physician Nicander, who lived about 200 BC, and it is a recipe for making pickles.
Right.
And it is helpful because it says they uses both words, bapto and baptizo. Okay? Yeah. Nicander says that in order to make a pickle, the vegetables should be first dipped, bapto, in the water. Why? To get cleaned off.
Right.
To get rinsed off.
Yes, sir.
All right? And then the vegetable is dipped, or it is immersed and let to sit in the vinegar solution. So it's dipped in water.
Yeah.
Then it's put in the vinegar solution.
Amen.
To sit.
Yes, sir.
It's not just dipped, it soaks.
Right.
Right.
In the vinegar solution. Yeah. Both words concern the immersing of vegetables into a solution. But the first is temporary.
Right.
The second, the act of baptizing the vegetable, it produces a permanent change.
Amen.
The cucumber is no longer a cucumber anymore. It's now a pickle. And let me tell you something. A pickle can never go back to be a cucumber again. Once it's a pickle, it's always a pickle.
Amen.
Its molecular structure has changed. It is not what it used to be. It is something that is completely new. How many pickled Christians do we have here tonight?
Right.
Amen. Have we been pickled? Have we set? Have we soaked up? Has our spiritual molecular structure been changed?
Come on.
Or have we just been dipped? Well, I got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's not enough.
That's right.
That's a part. Yes, I agree. It's one of the musts, Brother Branham said, but it's not enough.
Right, brother.
Amen.
The second act produces a permanent change.
Praise God.
When used in the New Testament, this word more often refers to the union and identification with Christ than with our water baptism. E.g., Mark 16:16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Christ is saying that mere intellectual assent is not enough. There must be a union with Him. A real change, like the vegetable to a pickle. Amen. That's the quickening power. That's the revelation that we get. That's the revelation of the hour.
Amen.
That's what they don't have.
Amen.
Amen. The devil believes in one God by intellectual faith. But the bride of Jesus Christ has a revelation of one God.
Amen.
Why? Because she has personally met Him.
Amen.
She's went behind the veil and she has experienced Him.
Amen.
The devil just knows Him up here. He's never experienced Him.
Right,
amen. Amen?
Yes.
That's when we're sealed for our journey. That's when we are truly saved. No wonder Paul said in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. A person told me one time, a preacher in this message says, Mark 16 was just for the Jews, because it was given to Jews. You no doubt the apostles were Jewish descent. Okay? But Paul said in Romans, it was given to the Jews first, and also to the Greek.
Amen.
And let me tell you something, those apostles were no longer under the Jewish tradition.
Right.
They were following Christ.
Right.
They were Christians. They were bride.
Amen.
Chosen ones.
Yes.
What is a Christian? It's a chosen one that God chooses Himself. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is the way and the only way into salvation. The word saved in Mark 16 means to be made whole. That's how we're made whole. When you're just dipped, you're not made whole. You got to soak. You got to get changed.
Amen.
Let me show you what the vinegar solution is.
Amen.
That's the vinegar solution.
Amen.
That's what we have to sit in. That's what we have to soak in day and night. That's what we have to get from here, and we got to put it on here. What is it? It's word with some skin on it. Amen?
Amen.
Do you love Him?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is what makes us whole, makes us complete. He that believeth not shall be damned. Paul goes deeper into 2 Thessalonians 2. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish because they received not the love of the truth. We talked about that the other night a little bit. They received not the love of the truth. Why? Because in the last day, the love of many shall wax cold because iniquity shall abound.
Right.
They shall receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Amen.
That they might all be damned and believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. People read that scripture and say, well, God's a mean God because He sent them that lie. No, it's not. First, they believed not the love of the truth.
That's right.
They did something first. They turned it down. They rejected it. Yeah. But like I said, maybe we got family members that seem like they have done that. But not all hope is lost because we have the power to claim them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have the power to pull them out of that spiritually if we'll just hold on. Yeah. If we'll endure till the end. Amen?
Amen.
We got to hold on to them with everything we got. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. They might even disfellowship with us, but that's okay because I'm still holding on. They can't run from my prayers.
Amen.
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 Amen. My family can disown me. They can turn their backs on me. They cannot run from my prayers.
Amen.
They can't run from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
What all these people, those who love their sin, they had pleasure in sin. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They love this wretched, miserable, poor, blind, Laodicean age more than they love the message of God sent to us. Do you love Him?
Amen.
And these signs shall follow them. Follow. Not go first and we follow the signs. They follow us.
Right.
And if our head is facing this way, we really don't even see them. But they're supposed to follow us.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We don't turn our back, look, do we got Him? Do we got Him? No, we just believe the gospel. Go out preaching the gospel, live in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, and these signs will follow in behind us.
That's right.
If it's genuine, they will follow.
That's right.
It's a promise in the Bible.
Amen.
We don't have to keep looking back trying to manifest something ourselves.
That's right.
All we do is go out, and they will come. If it's genuine.
That's right.
Alrighty?
Blessed be the name of
these signs shall follow them that believe. Notice the signs follow the believer. Amen. Believers with signs following is what we're supposed to be.
Amen.
And the signs can be impersonated. We know that. Brother Branham said every one of the nine spiritual gifts can be impersonated.
Right.
Amen. That is why we don't follow them. Let me tell you something. Benny Hinn gets results in his campaigns.
Sure.
There's a lot of preachers out there that have been televangelist preachers and Benny Hinn's and even Pentecostals out there that pray for people and they get results.
Right.
Why? Because they believe.
Amen.
Believing is enough for healing.
Right.
But they don't go on and get baptized.
Right.
Amen. Matthew 7, 21. Not everyone that saith unto Him, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many shall say unto me that day, many, there's going to be more that say this unto Him than that actually He knows. Listen, many shall say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in Thy name, and in Thy name have cast out devils, and in Thy name have done good many, many wonderful works? Didn't we speak in tongues? Didn't we dance in the aisles? Didn't we do all this? And when I will profess unto Him, I never knew ye, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The hearts of many will wax cold. Why? Because of iniquity.
Right.
They're doing stuff they know they ought not to be doing.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus said, I never knew you. He never had an experience with them.
Right.
He never knew them. It means He never knew them intimately.
That's right.
The seed was never impregnated into their heart to where it could manifest another son or daughter. They never went on to get baptizo. They didn't get soaked in the solution.
Amen.
They just got dipped.
Yeah, right.
Amen?
Amen.
They did not go on to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we know. They believed the signs, and they relied on them. I don't rely on signs. Brother, or the Jesus Christ said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, the bride's uniting sign was the pillar of fire.
Right.
That's been restored in that state. My sign has already come.
Amen.
I don't look after signs.
Amen.
I don't rely on them.
Right.
My sign is the word of God that's been restored in our day.
Amen.
Amen. Missionary talk, Brother Rand said, now notice the only way that the gospel could be preached in would be to manifest the power of the Holy Spirit. Then what's the next quotation? And a conjunction. These signs shall follow them that believe. Not these signs may follow them. They ought to follow them, but they shall follow them that believe. Then strictly speaking, this is your prophet speaking, okay? Then, strictly speaking, a man cannot qualify himself as a believer until this has happened.
Right.
This is how serious this is. Yeah. This isn't just something we take lightly. Why do you think Mark 16 is so hammered at? They just threw it to the side.
Right.
Brother Branham said, you cannot call yourself a believer until these things happen.
Amen.
No church can have the right of calling themselves a believing church until these signs have followed them.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. What's it doing? It's making the word manifest.
Right.
You got to manifest the word, then they follow. Amen. They don't follow truly until the word is manifested.
That's all right.
Right?
Amen.
So what is he saying there? He's saying people really aren't manifesting the word.
Come on.
They're not getting the people back to the word. What did he say in the first quote I read you? We're not getting them to Christ.
Amen.
We're not getting them to a true, genuine new birth.
Right.
We'll get them to a message. We'll get them a message book. We'll throw them a seals book. We'll throw them a church age book, and that's fine. I have nothing against that. I hand those out. But I've got to tell them, we've got to go on. This man was pointing us to our bridegroom.
Amen.
He's not pointing us to ourselves. He's pointing us to Christ. Christ is what has been restored to the church in this hour.
Praise God.
Amen?
Amen.
The scripture says, in my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. People get all jittery when you talk about this now. They get on the edge of the seat. What's he going to say? Oh, he's going to talk about speaking in tongues. Let me ask you, tell you something. His name is good enough to cast out devils in, but the denominations don't think it's good enough to baptize in.
Right. Come on.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
We also say, speaking in tongues is a sign that follows a believer. Can it be impersonated? Yes.
Yes, sir.
But we cannot be deceived. Ain't that a promise?
No.
All right? So why do we fear impersonations? If we can be deceived, that means we never had it. And we can't get it.
Amen.
But we got a promise we cannot be deceived. It will deceive the very elected if it were possible.
Right.
Amen? Tongues is actually, what is it? It's actually a language we speak. All right? I believe a word has been quickened to a believer. They are speaking a new language.
Right.
I believe whenever your preacher gets up here and preaches to you, he's speaking to you in a new tongue.
Yes, sir.
Into a heavenly bride tongue.
Amen.
I believe spiritually we speak in tongues every time we go manifest the gospel. Every time we tell them about the Word, tell them about Jesus, tell them about this message, we're speaking a new language to them.
I believe that. Amen.
So I don't fear speaking in tongues. Because I believe every time I minister, I speak in tongues.
Amen.
Every time I pray in tongues. I pray in a new language.
Yes, sir.
To my bridegroom, to my Lord.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
What is it? Is it tongues is a language, is a system of communication. Used by a particular community or country.
Yes.
Where's our country at? It ain't here in America.
Right.
America ain't my country. I've got a heavenly country.
Amen.
That's my nation.
Amen.
What is it? The Bible has become a new book to us, Brother Branham said. Ever since those seals were ripped off, this word has become a new book to us.
Amen.
A new language. A new country. A guide, a map, so to speak, how to get there.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes, brother.
And they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall, not they might. They shall lay hands on the sick, and then they shall recover.
Amen.
That word sick is not just talking about an ill person.
Right.
It's talking about a worn out, a weary person.
Come on, bro.
Somebody that maybe maybe you'll fight the fight of faith for 20, 30, 40 years. And what do soldiers do after they fight for someone? They get wore out.
That's right, man.
They feel that they need a break. They don't fight as hard as they used to. Why? Because their bodies physically give out on them.
That's right.
We're still in this corporal body. Brother Branham said, we will never perfect this.
Right.
We can get this wore out by fighting every day. Every day we can get wore out doing the same thing, standing for the truth. Standing for the truth. Our prophet proved that. Look, when he would pray for people, he'd be so wore out they'd have to carry him off the stage.
Right.
There was one time he prayed for, I can't remember where it was. In Arkansas, I believe it was somewhere. He prayed for him for like 7 days straight.
Jonesboro. That's right.
And he was out in the field, laying hands on a cow somewhere. He just went out of it. It takes a physical strain to stand for the gospel in our physical bodies.
Yes.
Amen. We get wore out and weary. No wonder it said, if they lay hands on you, though, you shall recover spiritually.
Amen.
You'll gain your strength back.
Amen.
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 You love him.
Amen.
I believe God knows we are still humans and our bodies get weak and tired from fighting. That is why God honors it, I believe, when we lay hands on one another.
Yes.
Do we have to have that? No. We have all word in this day. You can receive it in your seats if you got the faith.
Amen.
But even if you get hands laid on you, you still got to have faith.
Yes, sir.
It all hinges on faith.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I like how James says it. James 5:13. If any among you afflicted, let him pray. If any merry, let him sing songs. So if you're not singing, you're not happy. James said, if any merry, let him sing songs.
Right.
If any sick among you, the same new word sickness, the weary, if any weary, worn out among you, let him call on the elders of the church and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick. What?
Amen.
Sin sick as well. Not just physically sick, not even wore out. It shall save the sin sick.
Amen.
Didn't Paul lay hands on and they received the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Lord shall raise him up. If he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. That's scripture. Brother Branham said, and I thought being here twice a day, it should be that we have dedicated one service for the prayer of the sick. I believe in healing the sick, he said. I believe it is a Bible command. We cannot preach that without the full gospel, he says. We cannot preach the full gospel without it.
Right, brother.
We still believe God's a healer tonight.
Amen.
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 We still believe that brother back there is going to walk one of these days.
Amen.
I still believe that with everything that's in me. Because God is still a healer.
Amen.
God is still a savior.
Amen.
He's still a deliverer.
Amen.
He's still a husband.
Right.
He's still a friend.
Yes, right.
Sometimes we just need somebody to talk to a friend. He's there.
Right.
Amen. Every time. He's always on time. He's never late.
Yes.
He's never forsook me. Anytime I've got on my knees and said, oh Lord, I need you right now. Here he is. There he is every time.
Yes.
Sometimes we need to get back to that, I feel.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes we get away from that. We go living in the world and we get these things on the world on us and we seem like we're just trying to rip them off and they just come back. Well, let's just get on our knees. Oh God, I need you right now. Come down. And he'll do it.
Yes, sir.
Every time.
I promise he would.
And he'll clear everything of the world off
Amen.
Of us.
Sometimes
it's the little things. Brother Bennett said it's the little foxes that spoil the vine.
Yes.
Sometimes it's the little things that catch us up. It's not the big revelations or doctrines. It's the little things.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do you love him tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
What are they? These are the three last words that Jesus Christ spoke on earth. Amen. What?
Amen.
Excuse me. They shall recover. God, I lost my place. Sorry. The three last words Jesus spoke on word. What is it? A promise. Matthew 24:13. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this is the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. What is it? We got to preach the gospel. This world, like I said earlier, is talking about the actual world, the earth, the inhabited earth. It's not the world systems. This gospel, this message has to be preached into everywhere. That's why these brothers that go out to the missionary fields, that's what they're doing.
Amen.
The voice of God has got the whole message, audio and text and 13 pictures and 2 videos. On they call it a card about that big, 1/2 inch by 3/4 inch.
Right.
A Scandisk card is what they call it. All the whole message. I remember when I was growing up, our old pastor had 1963 in tapes, and it would take up half that wall.
Right.
Now they got the whole message on 1/2 inch by 1/2 inch by 1/16 inch little bitty flash drive thing. What is it? This gospel, that scripture couldn't be fulfilled until this day. This gospel, we got it on our apps, on our phones. We got it on the internet. This gospel, this message is being preached into all the earth.
Yes, it is.
What's it? It's another sign. We don't seek after a sign, but God will give us signs that the end is near.
Amen.
Then the end shall come.
Amen.
It's getting close, friends.
Amen.
It's getting close. Scripture's getting fulfilled every day. I believe there's more and more prophecies being fulfilled before our eyes.
That's right.
The end cannot come until the gospel is preached or demonstrated in the power and the fullness to all the world. What is the power and the fullness? It's a changed life.
Right.
When people see you used to be this and now you're this,
yeah,
that's being demonstrated to them.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Confirmation of the commission in 62. Now that same word is just as alive tonight as it was the hour it was spoke, he said. See, all we need is the Holy Ghost behind the word. And what does it do? It puts the word in action and demonstrates the power that it is promised. That is promised. Every blessing that God promised, everything that He said, can be brought to life if the Holy Spirit is behind the word.
Amen.
Because that's the thing that quickens the word, that gives it life. What? The Holy Ghost. See? And now we know that it's right. But we've had a commission in our day. Brother Branham said we should find our place in the scripture, okay?
Right.
Revelation chapter 10. We always read verse 7. We know it by heart. But how many of us know verse 8 through 11?
Right, brother.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me, John, the bride,
right,
again, and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel. Not the seventh angel, the mighty angel.
Right, brother.
Which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And when I went to the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up. And it shall be in thy belly bitter. And it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. It's hard to take this word. It tastes good at first. It's like, oh man, this is so great. This message is wonderful. But once you start digesting it, and it starts becoming made manifest, and it starts becoming a part of you, then it starts to get a little difficult.
Amen.
Then we got to live it.
Yep.
Amen.
Then we get persecuted for it. Then the trials come.
That's right.
Amen.
Right? And my belly was bitter. And he said it to me, thou must prophesy again.
Again.
Again, the bride has to prophesy.
Right.
Before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. So we have something to do in this too, friends. We have to prophesy again. What is it? Revelation 10. It's Mark 16 being manifested in our day.
All right.
We have to go into the world and preach the gospel. We have to demonstrate the gospel again.
Right.
Why? One last little boost before the end.
Come on.
One last little give the people hope. Come on. It's time. It's time. A little bit of push for him. A little bit of push for him. Come on. He's coming. He's coming. I know you've heard it for 2,000 years, but it's almost here.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
A little bit of hope he gives us,
yes,
to
sir,
give the world.
Yes, sir.
We have to go demonstrate that to him.
Amen.
As the musicians come tonight. You love him.
Amen.
Amen.
I do want to read one last quote. It ain't very long, but I believe it's powerful. 1964, Jehovah Jireh. Brother Brandon said, Look, oh brother, when that Holy Spirit come down into that vine and produce from its vine to the first branch, they wrote a book of Acts behind it. If that tree ever puts forth another original limb, she'll grow to the same thing.
Amen.
It'll be Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now we've got Methodist, Presbyterian, Baptist, Lutheran, everything else grafted into it, bearing denominational fruit. But if it ever puts forth another branch,
Amen.
She'll be genuine.
Amen.
Christ-filled. Christ-centered Amen. Word of God.
Amen.
Amen? And remember, you remember the bride tree message. Many of you catch the tape, how that the husbandman come forth and it was bearing the wrong kind of fruit. So we cut it off.
Yeah.
Cut it off. Keep cutting it back, cutting it back. But Joel said, what the palmer worm left, the caterpillar eaten, the palmer worm caterpillar left, everything or something else eaten, you find out them insects is the same insects, only in different stages. Amen? And what the Lutheran left, the Methodist left, the Methodist eaten, and the Methodist left, you got jumbles, excuse me, the Baptist eaten, what the Baptist left, the Pentecostals eaten, 1906 Pentecostals eaten,
yes.
The whole thing is cut down. But God said, I will restore,
Amen.
Saith the Lord, all the years. He's not going to leave any word out. He's going to restore us back to all the word.
Amen.
I will restore the original power again.
Amen.
In the evening time it shall be light. Down in the heart of the tree, no matter how many branches is pruned, there will come forth the royal seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. God promised it. God will do it. He said He would do it. I will restore all the years that the denominations eat. I will restore all the years. I've pruned the thing off.
Glory to God.
But yet there will become a vine out of the heart of it. He will be like a tree that's planted by many waters.
Amen.
A man that meditates in the Word of God day and night.
Amen.
Not to a creed or denomination. But meditates in the Word, let me say, not to even a sign. We don't meditate around that. We meditate around the Word.
Amen?
Amen? Meditates Amen. The Word day and night. He'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of living waters. Branches shall not wither. He'll bring forth fruit in His season.
Amen.
God promised it. It has to be.
Amen.
You love Him tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
We have had the whole Word restored back to our day.
Amen.
We have had whole Word. All Word has been made manifest to us. So how much Word should we be manifesting to the world? All Word.
Amen.
Not just a part of it. All of it.
Lord.
We have to manifest this gospel, people. It's got to be gospel with flesh put on it.
Amen.
Not just something we speak. We have to live it. Alive.
Amen.
Live worthy of God. Worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Let's get ready. The time's come. You got something to sing, brother?
Walking the line.
Yeah, that's fine. Praise the Lord.
We'll walk in the light.
Stand with me now. Jesus, You're the light of the world. Let's put an MRS right here. Because that's what the light of the world is today. It's Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Amen. Right.
It's Christ in bride form. You're the light of the world.
That's right.
You're what God is manifesting to the world tonight. It's you. It's you the one they see. We're the ones that have to have the light in us. It's not our light. It's His light manifested through us.
Yes.
Amen.
We'll walk in the light, such a beautiful light.
tonight?
Amen.
Has he been made manifest to you?
Yes.
Have you experienced Jesus Christ tonight?
Amen.
Has he come down and quickened you? Has he revealed himself to you?
I hope so, friend.
I know we ain't much of a preacher by any means, but we sure do appreciate the opportunity to be here and to bring you the word on what little bit we know. It ain't much. A guy told me the other day, he said, well, I like the way you bring it. You bring it easy. Well, that's because I'm kind of a dummy, so I got to bring it in a dummy way. That's the only way I can understand it. So, if I bring it in a dummy way, I apologize. I know, you know, you got the varsity squad here tonight. Y'all called up somebody from the JV. All right? Brother Prater and Brother Tony and Brother Daniel back there, that's the varsity squad. I'm just the JV guy. I'm the fill-in guy when they're doing their thing. Amen? Love y'all. We look forward to bringing you the word tomorrow morning. Look forward to seeing y'all again. We pray that God will give us y'all the same trip. Keep y'all safe, Brother Prater. We pray that y'all have a good service tomorrow. The Lord be with y'all. Amen. God bless you.
We'll walk in.
To us doesn't make us live higher than the rest of the world, then nobody's going to see you.
That's right.
Right?
Man.
So we know that's what it has to be. There has to be something coming to us to make us a different people, but to empower us to live above the things that Satan wants to put on this age. When nobody else can overcome it, we can.
Right.
Right? It's always been that way in every age.
Amen.
And that's the Holy Ghost that has done that. It comes upon his people to cause that. Brother, the brother said the other night something that really caught my attention. And it's true. He said, God will somehow, this may not be a perfect quote, but God will somehow, some way, with the people that's around you, that you work with, your family, whatever, God will somehow, some way, show them, prove
that's
to
right.
them, that you're his.
Yes, sir.
He'll do it one way or the other. He has to do that, right?
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about tonight, to live that gospel, not just say it, right?
Yes,
but to preach it is to demonstrate it, to live it in such a way that the results that the Bible says that goes with those things, those results are actually there following the belief.
That's right, brother.
And so we know we've seen God do that many years.
Yes,
we've seen it through our lives. Every one of us has been witness of things that God
that's
has
right.
done. So we thank him for it, but it's a birth.
Yeah.
It's a birth that's got to be in you for that to happen. For a baby to have the sign of crying following them, that child has to be born.
That's right.
And when it's birthed, then it takes on something that's you don't undo.
That's
when
right.
something's born,
you can't unborn
you can't unborn it.
That's right.
Right? You can't unbirth it.
Yeah.
Right.
And when it's born, it takes up on itself a life of its own.
That's right.
Right? There's a life now that's there that doesn't need support necessarily from something else. You know what I'm saying? Like a child.
Right.
No longer got the umbilical cord that's connected, but it's a living, breathing creature that God has made it to be.
Yes, sir.
So right. It's a birth. That's what it is. A birth will produce those things. And so,
amen.
I appreciate what you were saying about the pickle, about the cucumber. And I was thinking, you know, I've eaten a lot of pickle or a lot of cucumbers and a lot of pickles. A lot of cucumbers. How many of you ever had a cucumber that was bitter? Mm-hmm. Well, I've never had a bitter pickle.
That's right.
Right?
That's right, brother.
Never had a bitter pickle.
That's good.
Because that change
that
makes it a pickle takes all that bitterness out.
Come on.
You can wash them pickles, them cucumbers all you want. You can wash them and scrub them, and they can still be bitter.
That's right.
If you put them through that process, they won't be bitter anymore. They'll be pickles. And I like pickles. So,
yes, sir.
Man, but you know what? You could even stick that pickle down in water and leave it there for 3 or 4 months, that cucumber, and it won't be a pickle.
Right? That's right.
So the solution
has
to be right.
Yes, sir.
Right. But then you can take that pickle and you can stick it down in the solution for a minute, and it still won't change it.
That's right.
So not only the solution has to be right, but you got to stay there long enough till the change comes.
That's right.
That's right.
That's what's lacking.
Yes,
that's what's lacking. Just the intellect of the word, the intellect of what God has given in this hour, not sufficient.
That's right, brother.
But that birth, you got to stay there in the presence of the Holy Spirit long enough until He actually comes in and changes something. And you'll know you're different.
Yes, sir.
You'll know you're different. And I just thank the Lord for what we heard
tonight.
That's
good, brother.
You know, when He's talking about claiming your children, do it.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you what, the world that I look at out there, Satan has, he has sharpened that knife of Satan's Eden. He's got it really sharp.
That's right, brother.
Boy, he's got devices out there like you won't believe.
Amen.
To the degree that God knew what we'd be up against.
That's right.
And He knew that He's going to have to give us something, as I said a while ago, that can overcome that.
Amen. Yeah.
And so when we talk about third pool and the manifestations of the third pool, when we talk about divine love, you know, divine love is a love that has to be tested to show this divine love. Right?
Right.
Because there's all kinds of little love, different loves or whatever, but they won't all pass the test when it gets tough.
Right.
And the highest test that there could be, the only one that can pass that is divine love. So it'll be tested. But you see, God knew we would live in an hour where Satan would just open it all up and just pour it out. Right?
Amen.
But God said, I've got something for you. Called divine love. I've got the third pool. And you know the token message, the token couldn't even be done until evening time.
That's right, brother.
Right? Yeah. Couldn't even be applied until evening time. So wasn't it, and what does that mean when the token was applied? It's because death was in the land.
That's right, amen.
And I was telling the church the other day, that death angel had been given a right. He'd been given the power, the commission, and the ability. He was given permission from God. Go forth and get it done.
That's right.
But then God turned around and equipped the people with what they needed to keep that death off of them.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And if we ever lived in an age where death is in the land,
That's right.
And we need something to keep that out of our homes,
yes,
and,
amen.
And something that will keep that off of us, it's
amen.
Right now. It's token time.
That's right.
And so yes, it wasn't amen. Some other generation, some other church age. It was this age.
That's right.
That it was applied to. I appreciate the young man even shaking his head. He sees that and knows that's to be true. See, it's the token that we got to have. And so, how many just loves the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Let's just sing a song, By His Grace. Because that's what it is. Double grace.
Yes, sir. Right?
God didn't have to do it. He didn't have to send us Elijah the prophet. But He did. So let's just thank Him just for a little bit. He ministers to you what you need. And I believe He also wants you to turn around and minister back to Him what you are.
That's right.
Right? He's made you the bride of Christ. Now you turn around and take that gift of being the bride of Christ. You just turn right around and you be that bride of Christ to Him. Comfort Him. Give Him the things that only you can give Him.
Amen.
Amen? In worship and in your daily walk. Disappointed myself so many times that I don't know that I can count that high. But the guy that disappoints me is not the guy that has that representation over there.
That's right.
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 And that's the way it is with all of us.
Amen.
And it's the revelation of this hour to help me, just like Paul said. Paul said, "Who will save me from this wretched man that I am?" Because this guy right here, he serves the law of sin and death.
Amen.
That's right. But thanks be to God that down inside, we serve the law of God, the righteousness of God. We serve the truth of God. And so we have that revelation now to realize that the real person that we are is not this guy we look at in the mirror each day, but it's the one that has that representation on the other
side, brother.
Amen. That's what gives us a lot of strength to go on. So, God bless you. I love that because that is our testimony by His grace. We will prevail.
Amen.
This whole world is going in the direction it's going. As the brother said, they want to throw it out. They want to make it be. But you know what? This generation is going to be judged by the word that you've embraced in your heart.
Amen.
They'll be surprised someday when preachers will work all day long and then drive hours so they can go minister the word of God. They work at their day job all day long and then drive for hours that they might minister the word of God. And this generation is going to have to stand before that.
Come on.
Think about it.
Right, amen.
As the brother said the other night, I hope it's not stealing what he might be thinking about preaching on tomorrow, but he mentioned the other night that the Lord, and I don't mean to keep holding you, but he was talking about Jesus Christ. He was a stumbling to Israel 2,000 years ago. He didn't destroy them. They just stumbled because he comes back to them.
That's right.
But he's also the rock of offense. And he was bringing that out, how that Christ today in bright form is that rock of offense.
Amen.
And to reject that one is a bad situation.
That's right. Man.
And we were talking about it the other night. I said, you know what? You can do something to me, probably get by with it. But you do it to my wife, it's going to be a different story.
That's right.
And he said, you can do that against me. You can speak against me, say what you want. But when the Holy Ghost comes,
that's right.
Man,
speak against that. Now, compound meaning, compound revelation.
That's right.
That Holy Ghost is going to be manifested in a great way at some time in God's economy, and I believe it's now.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And that's the manifestation that becomes the rock of offense.
That's right.
And to speak against that, it's over with. And that's the hour we live in.
Yes, sir.
So Brother Bram was right when he said we were living in this hour where these souls that would be in prison, right now, walking around among us, not necessarily that are here, but you understand in this world. And so I guess what I want to leave you with is the reality of the seriousness of this hour, of what God has given us, that what God has made us to be in this wicked and adulterous generation.
That's right, man.
Amen. So I want to just take a moment in prayer and ask Brother Prager if he'll come up and close the prayer tonight. And enjoy what the Lord has given us.
Amen. Let's bow our heads and hearts. Father, many times we've sang a song that says, Jesus said it, I believe it, His word cannot lie. We know, Lord, that it's You proving Your word.
Yes.
You told Peter, after he had fished all night long and caught nothing, You told him, if he would cast his net on the other side of the ship. Lord, he did so, and You proved Your word by giving them a draught of fish that they could not contain it within themselves. Lord, we heard tonight that there is a promise in Mark chapter 16 that this gospel will be demonstrated into all the world for a witness to all nations.
Thank you, Lord.
You will prove Your word.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You will have a people
yes.
that will believe Your word,
yes.
and it will be proven.
Yes.
Lord, You said there would be a people that would rise above the things of the world in this hour
yes.
with an anointing on them, Lord, that would bring rapturing faith.
Amen.
You're going to prove Your word.
Yes, Father.
You said there would be a time of adoption. Lord, the word, our power, our authority would be demonstrated by the Holy Ghost. You'll prove Your word, Lord.
Yes.
We've heard a prophet tell us, Lord, that the adoption time will come at the end of the journey. Lord, we're looking now for that manifestation of that word of God, that short demonstration, that powerful demonstration, Lord, here at the end time. We know that You'll prove Your word. I pray,
yes.
Father, that You give us faith. We know You'll bring us into situations in our life to where You will use us to prove your word. Help us today, Lord, to contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. We pray your blessings, Lord, upon your bride in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless Brother Tony, Lord, the group that he pastors. We pray, Lord, your gracious blessings on the word of God to all of our hearts. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, manifest yourself. Go with each one tonight, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You love
him. Amen. Yes,
sir. I wanted to say a while ago, I appreciate Brother Kenneth's special. I always appreciate the specials that was given by everybody, but I'm kind of partial to Brother Kenneth and his songs. Every time he sings one, I think, that's my favorite song. And then next time he sings another one, a different one, well, that's my favorite song. But the one he sung tonight really is one of my favorite songs. And just to bow my head, like my blessed Savior on my knees, or however it says it. So we just want to thank the Lord for everyone that's come tonight and ask the Lord's blessings upon you as you go. And just keep pressing on.
Amen.
It's manifesting times.